Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we are now going to present to you some Radio Philadelphia history. You have just been listening to the voice of Pro Football Hall of Famer Ray Dittinger, and we would like to add to the conversation with great joy, Al, and pride,
yes,
the newest member of the Baseball Hall of Fame, Philadelphia's own, Jason Stark.
Nice.
Jason, congratulations. This is awesome.
Angela, Al, Ray, Rhea. It's surreal, man. I'm sure Ray can understand the feeling. This has been one surreal week for me.
When did you know? When did they tell you you were going to get this incredible honor, Jason?
Okay, well, they announced it on Tuesday morning.
Yeah.
But I kind of got tipped off that Jack O'Connell of the Baseball Writers Association would call me in advance if I won, right? So our friend Claire Smith, who won this award 2 years ago, I ran into her on Monday, and she said, oh, yeah, they called me the night before. Okay, so now from 7 o'clock Monday night all the way through the night, I kept looking at my phone just in case I had a missed call or a message or something. Nothing. So now, Angela, I figured I'm at the winter meetings, right? I got to go to bed at some point. So I go to sleep. I tossed and turned all night. I woke up at 6, nothing. 7, nothing. 8 o'clock, meetings at 9. They're going to announce it at 9. Still haven't heard a word. It's 8:15. Haven't heard. And I'm thinking, well, I didn't win. I better go to the meeting. I don't want to miss this. And just then the phone in the room rings, and it's Jack. And he says, thank God you answered. Like, I don't know about you guys, when you're in a hotel,
yeah,
does anybody call the room anymore?
Never. Never.
Right. But Jack somehow or other did not have my cell phone, but we laughed about that. And then he said, this is what's known in the business as the call. Congratulations.
Well, Jason, it's the ultimate honor. Like, what does it feel like?
Well, you know, Angelo, in exit polling, voters specifically cited the trial of Jim Fregosi as a reason they voted for me.
Yeah.
That's probably not true, right?
Oh, that's right. The great sports debate. I'll bet they never looked at any tapes from those shows, Jason.
Let's hope not. I tried to burn them all. let me try to describe this for you. You guys have known me a long time. Angela, you and I know each other going back to Rhode Island days,
Rhode Island,
before either of us ever got to Philly. And you know that all I ever wanted to do since the time I was like 9 years old was be a sports writer, be a baseball writer. From the time I dreamed of doing anything, I dreamed of doing this. And so, you know, I've often told people that expression, living the dream, that applies to me because I have lived the dream and I have, you know, I've totally enjoyed every moment of the journey. But then when something like this happens, it's so overwhelming to know that other people have enjoyed my journey. And it's been unbelievable to try to comprehend this, unbelievable to win this award in a place at the winter meetings where I'm surrounded by literally thousands of people I know.
Yeah.
I could easily have just stood in the middle of the lobby for 6, 8, 10 hours a day and accepted hugs and accolades.
No, it's amazing. I watched you on TV 2 days. You've been on MLB Network 2 days. I was watching you, Jason. And you got to tell this story because you go up to Rhode Island and then you get a job here. In fact, Al, that's how I got hired at the Providence Journal.
His job.
Jason left. He was the only person that left for like 20 years up there. So I got your job, Jason. You come down here. What's your first assignment? Was it Ray Dittinger? Okay. Were you involved with the other Hall of Famer, Ray Dittinger?
I was. And Ray was one of my, you know, my heroes, my sports writing heroes. I'd read and loved reading. you know, I knew I was reading greatness when I read Ray Dittinger. So I arrived in Philadelphia to cover the Phillies for the Philadelphia Inquirer the same year that Pete Rose arrives in Philly to play for the Phillies. And first assignment is Pete Rose, Larry Boa, Greg Luzinski are riding the buses around the wilds of Pennsylvania on what used to be known as the Phillies Caravan. And who else is on that bus? Ray Dittinger. So Ray and I rode around for what, Ray? Like 4 days,
mm-hmm.
listening to Pete tell his jokes.
Yep. Yep.
Wow.
And the best part of it was not Pete's jokes. It was getting to know my good friend Ray Dittinger.
Ray, talk to Ray. I haven't given you a chance to talk to Jason. Please feel free.
Well, Jason, all I can say is I was so delighted and so thrilled for you when I heard the news. And my reaction, honestly, was what took so long? I mean, you should have gotten this award years ago. And I'm not just saying that because we're friends, and I'm not just saying that because, you know, we have Philly roots and all, we share Philly roots and all that stuff. I mean, I just think you have been so good for so long and so many media platforms that, look, all the guys that have gone in and in Cooperstown and gotten this award, they're all deserving. But, I mean, you are so deserving, and I couldn't ever understand why it didn't happen sooner, but I'm delighted for you that it happened now. And, you know, I've been up to Cooperstown. I've been there for Enshrinement Weekend, and I know how big a part the media award is of that ceremony. And, look, I know what baseball means to you, and the idea of you living the dream absolutely resonates with me because I understand it fully. And I can just imagine what that weekend is going to be for you up there. That is so spectacular and so well-deserved, and I am really, really happy for you, and I'm proud of you. What you've accomplished is, I mean, it was tremendous.
Well, Ray, thanks. I can't even tell you how much that means to me coming from you. You know, I've had a lot of emotional moments this week. Just listening to you talk just now was one of them. And our friendship means the world to me. All of you have been awesome parts of my life and my journey. And none of this happens without that friendship and those relationships. And they mean a lot to me. I've thought a lot about that weekend in Cooperstown. Last July, I went to induction weekend knowing I was on this ballot. And I was walking into the big Saturday afternoon ceremony where Sheldon Knocker, who won my award, the Spink Award last year, and Bob Costas, who won the Frick Award last year, were about to be honored. And I just walked into Doubleday Field, packed stadium, and I ran into an old friend of mine, and he looked at me and he said, "Next year, I'm going to be back here for you." And that's when it hit me. I looked around and every seat in this ballpark was filled. And I looked down at that stage with the chairs for all the living Hall of Famers. And I looked at that podium and I thought, oh my God, in a year, this could be me. That's like an out-of-body experience. And that's what it's been all week.
Two other quick things I got to get to because fans are dying to hear your thoughts. You were at the meetings. Jason, what's your read on whether the Phillies end up with Harper, Machado, both, or neither? What do you think?
Both is like a 0% chance.
Okay.
Neither is not impossible. Wow. I don't think Philadelphia is the preferred destination for either player. I think from a baseball standpoint, if you injected the whole front office with truth serum, they'd say Manny Machado fits them best as a baseball player, but at third base. And so does he want to play third base? Does he want to be in Philadelphia at all? I mean, I hear a lot of talk. He really doesn't want to be for whatever reason. And then you've got the whole Johnny Hustle aspect of this. how are you going to spin that? Yep. And so there are a lot of issues. Bryce Harper, on the other hand, is looking for the most gigantic pile of money ever handed to any player. And I think if you're looking for a definition of stupid money, that'd be it. what other owner has bragged about paying stupid money? I wrote this a couple weeks ago. They're in position, if John Middleton wants to do this and everything else lines up, to sign Bryce Harper now and wind up with Mike Trout in 2 years. And then you've got kind of the Mantle and Mays of this generation.
Yep.
It'd be a fascinating dynamic. It might never happen, but not impossible.
Hmm. All right. Last thing, Jason. And I was thinking about what a great thing this is. This is the ultimate honor you can have as a baseball writer. And I know the city now better. I came out long after you did. You grew up here. You're a baseball fan for life in a city that Reyes told me is more football city. You love the game of baseball. Could you explain to everybody what about it you have loved for so long?
Well, that's a great question, Angelo. you know, I really was never measuring whether this was more of a football town or a baseball town. That didn't matter for me. I love football, but there was something about baseball that grabbed me as a kid. You know, just when you would walk into a ballpark and look at the green grass or the green Astro cement at the Vet, and the way it gleamed in the sunshine. I don't know how to explain that, but what really attracted to me as I went along was what a great sport it was to write and is to write. You know, I've seen a lot of dramatic moments that just kind of hang there in time with no clock. I love to savor them and watch them and write about them. And for whatever reason, baseball lends itself to my skill set, I guess. As you guys know, I love goofy numbers, and baseball manufactures a never-ending supply of them. the endless possibilities of bizarre things that can happen in any game, that's right up my alley. I've always tried to keep it fun. We get more access to people in baseball than I think writers do, media does, in the other sports. And you know, so my favorite people, my favorite players have always been the funniest guys in the room, gravitated toward them, love to make them laugh and then write it down and publish it somewhere. And I've really enjoyed that part of it as much as anything. And then, hey, I've been lucky. I've gotten to see things that people talk about forever, including the only two times in the history of the universe that the Phillies won the World Series.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Wow.
Now, Jason, you've got that sense of humor has been huge with you. What's more selective, getting in the Hall of Fame or being one of the 20 people that Jerry Seinfeld follows on Twitter?
Wow, I didn't even know that.
The first one. You know, it's funny. I was sitting in a press box in St. Louis during the postseason. And you know how you get notified by Twitter if somebody follows you that you follow? And all of a sudden, this thing popped on my phone, and it said, Jerry Seinfeld is now following you. And I went, wait, what? Okay, so what do you think is the first thing I did? I took a screenshot. Then I had to make sure it was the real Jerry Seinfeld. Then I had to see who else he followed. And one of them, he followed, you know, it was up, I think at that point it was maybe like 60 people or whatever, but one of them was a friend of mine at ESPN, Mark Simon, who had just interviewed him, right? So I called Mark and said, is this for real? And he said, oh, hey, he loves nuggets. He said, I think that's where you come in. and one time, and so that was maybe 5 years ago, he tweeted at me. And I was in the car. My wife, Lisa, was there. My daughter, Hallie, was in the car. And she said, Seinfeld tweeted. Like, the greatest thing that ever happened to me in my life. Was that award I won again this week?
Jason, I don't have to tell you how happy your city is for you and what you've accomplished. Not just because you're awesome at your job, but you're one of the nicest. Everybody, Ray, is he not one of the most loved people? You're just an amazing guy, Jason, and nobody deserved it more than you did. We congratulate you.
Ange, Al, Ray, I can't tell you what that means to me, man. And, you know, let me just say this one more thing. Like, I haven't worked actually in Philadelphia since 2000 when I left the Inquirer, but I've never stopped being a Philadelphian. And the way Philadelphia treats me and my love for Philadelphia and all things about it has never changed. And so to visit with you guys this morning, reconnect with you, it's been awesome. Thank you so much for having me, and thanks for all those kind words.
Congratulations, Jason. And a lot of people will be down there for the induction. It'll be awesome. Thank you, Jason.
Congratulations, Jace. Well done.
All right.
See you guys. Thank you.
Jason Stock. All right, now, when we come back,
I guess
back,
Jerry
Ray.
Seinfeld will never follow me on Twitter.
No,
I guess, I got to get a cell phone first.
And we're ridiculously late here, but when we come back, Ray, I got to find out what made you love football the way you did, because that's what made you so amazing at your job. And then we'll get a kind of a truncated version of what you see happening on Sunday when the Eagles go to L.A. All right, that's coming up next. WIP Sports time is 8:40.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.